imagine the ocean, radiantly blue and glistening in the sunlight. You see a glimpse of what looks like a sea turtle waddling in the waves, so you swim after it, attempting to lay your eyes on such a sight. And you see something much more terrifying. There is a turtle, but there's a six-pack plastic ring suffocating the neck of the poor creature, ultimately arranging its death. There is such a diverse set of problems in the world right now, and people are really only paying attention to the issues that have flash and money behind them. They don't focus in on those that have a detrimental short-term and long-term effect, like ocean pollution. With the ocean covering more than 70% of the planet we inhabit, you could argue that ocean pollution should be one of our main priorities. The ocean governs weather and provides food and sustenance for most life on Earth. With all the streams and rivers running back to the main source, naturally, all of the pollution we produce comes back around as well. The Natural Resource Defense Council explained that when we burn fossil fuels, we don't just pollute the air, but the oceans too. And today's seas absorb as much as a quarter of all man-made carbon emissions, which changes the pH of the surface waters and leads to acidification. This is a problem that is rapidly getting worse now, and oceans are acidifying faster than they have in 300 million years. It's an estimated by the end of the century, if we keep up the pace with our current emissions practices, the surface waters of the ocean could be nearly 150% more acidic than they are now. Nancy Schroeds, Associate Director of Policy and Outreach at Heal the Bay, one of multiple ocean pollution fighting organizations, detailed how Heal the Bay deals with the chemical imbalances and pollutants in the ocean.
We helped establish TMDL's total daily maximum load, which is like how much of a certain pollution a particular water body can operate on and be okay under. So setting those max levels and including that into legislation. So we helped pass the MS4 permit a long while ago to make sure that there were TMDLs for all these common pollutants that are sometimes, you know, not physical things that people see, but dissolved metals or, you know, volatile organic compounds, things like that. So we keep our eyes out for that and weigh in on legislation around that and always advocate for the strongest policy and most protective policies.
Ryan Searcy, beach water quality modeler for Gila Bay, conveyed his own experience with ocean pollution.
There's a lot of times where I'll be surfing and there'll be plastic in the lineup everywhere, or cigarette butts floating around. So I definitely have witnessed pollution present in the water, but I've also witnessed our work help it a little bit. One big thing that Heal the Bay does is advocate for policies to reduce that sort of like plastic pollution from actually getting in the water in the first place. In 2016, we led a really big campaign, or helped lead a really big campaign, to ban plastic bags from grocery stores across the state. And now I actually don't really see plastic bags in the ocean anymore.
He also shared his role in helping people know what areas aren't safe to swim in due to the pollution in the water.
So I'm a staff water quality scientist here, and while I do support our plastic work, I also do a lot of work on making sure that people don't get sick when they go into the water. So when we talk about a polluted beach or the polluted ocean, there's many different things that can pollute it, plastic being one of them, but also bacteria and viruses. Over the last 10 years, on average, they think that 1.5 million excess cases of illnesses come from recreating in fecal contaminated water. So we're actually swimming sometimes in polluted water. And so my job is to notify people when we expect water to be polluted so they can make safer choices on where to go and spend a day at the beach.
But that is only one of the problems that the ocean has to handle. There is also a whopping amount of plastic that is circulating in the ocean as we speak. Plastic is something that we use in our day-to-day lives and don't really think about it once it's out of sight and out of mind. But plastic is not biodegradable, meaning it never breaks down completely. So it either just break down into a digestible piece, or stay big and cause other types of harm. Danielle Ferrucci, program associate at Heal the Bay, explained just how extreme the plastic and trash epidemic really is.
At least 80% of what we find on the beach is plastic, and the problem with plastic is it doesn't biodegrade, so it'll just break up into smaller and smaller pieces, and it won't actually disappear, and it'll be in that system kind of forever.
She also mentioned how many cigarette butts they find on the beach when they perform a cleanup.
We have beach cleanups that are an hour, 2 hours long, and we pick up from 3,000 to 5,000 each time. So it's definitely what we see the most of.
Schrodes and Ferrucci gave their advice on fighting the good fight for ocean pollution.
If people aren't aware of a problem, it's very unlikely that they're going to try and solve it, right? So I think the first step towards making positive change is bringing awareness. Otherwise, there will be no action. There will be no political will to move the ball forward. So education is extremely key to all that we do here in Heal the Bay and a lot of partners, and I'm sure all around the world, because this is a global issue. And luckily, there's really exciting news at the EU and other places that are passing really forward-thinking policies around single-use plastics and things of that nature.
I think that the best thing that we can do is reduce the amount of trash that we produce in the first place. There are a lot of things that we can do to pick up trash, but I think trying to limit the source as best as we can, so trying to avoid single-use items, like, you know, plastic utensils, straws, plastic bags, things like that, and switching to more durable, reusable things, like, you know, reusable water bottles, reusable straws, that kind of thing.
I think, you know, Heal the Bay is in a unique spot where we work on both upstream and downstream solutions, and I think that's really key. You know, we're fighting convenience. That's tough. But it is really important when we have boots on the ground that not are only picking up the trash, but also collecting that data. And we can say, hey, we've found 15,000 straws and stirrers on the beach. Like, we should do something about that.
But I really hope that people look at their own habits instead of, you know, waiting for laws to change for them to act. Really looking and seeing what they produce in their own lives and starting to make those little changes, I think is going to have, because you can have a law, but if no one is going to back it or no one's going to follow it, it's, you know, doesn't really matter. But if you get people to understand why those laws are important, they'll be so much more effective.
Last but not least, we have to consider the ocean noise pollution that we are administering into the deep blue every day. Sun waves travel faster and farther in the deep sea than they do in the air. And many animals rely on those sounds to communicate, navigate, and survive. There are so many ships roaming the ocean now, and they create a sort of smog, which in turn makes it difficult or impossible for these marine animals to do their routines for survival. The Center for Biological Diversity stated that this is linked to the separation of whales and other animals from their parents and disrupts breeding, nursing, and other behaviors. Joseph Roberson, counselor at Pierce College and advocate for ocean conservation, gave his take on the ocean pollution epidemic.
Speaking as a member of the community, I'm not an expert in that field, but I would say just within reason, the earth is our home, so I just don't see any perspective under which is reasonable to think that destroying your home is helpful. So I mean, I think it is obvious from what I am aware as a non-expert that there is a lot of trash, debris, plastic, and garbage floating in the ocean. And I do recall doing some reading that there's, I mean, the size of this floating garbage pile in and of itself, which is just one isolated incident, is so huge that I remember when I was reading about it, I was trying to really reconcile that there's a island of trash floating around that is that big. And that doesn't really include ecological disasters that were caused by humans. That doesn't include pollution, garbage, runoff into the ocean. So knowing that those things occur, which is kind of rather undeniable, unless someone is delusional or just willingly chooses to deny that these things are happening, there are consequences. So we can either accept and be prepared to deal with the consequences of what will eventually occur, or we can try to do something about it. You wouldn't want to show a lack of respect of any form of life. So whether we're talking about plant life or animal life in the ocean, there's a respect to be demonstrated there that you don't want to destroy that habitat. Also, it has to have some type of ecological consequence in terms of the balance of life, so that has to be addressed too.
Zach Kamikai, avid beachgoer, showed his concern with ocean pollution and how it affects his own leisure.
It's very important that we protect our ocean, because for someone like me, I go in the ocean all the time. I love going to the beach, and I don't want to not be able to do that anymore due to debris floating around in the ocean. And plus, it hurts our marine animals, now that we can call human brothers, and sort of say. No, they're also a species that inhabits this planet Earth, so we have to keep them safe there. You know, we don't want our world to be covered in trash, so we try to keep our streets clean, and we have to do the same for the ocean.
There are multiple organizations that address these very issues and are working every day, like the notable Heal the Bay, Oceana, Ocean Conservancy, and Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, all accepting volunteers with open arms and bright ideas. Ocean pollution needs to draw the concern of more hearts, because at the rate we're going, we could very well ruin all of our most precious resources and catapult society into an apocalyptic state. So be sure to recycle. Try and participate in a beach cleanup. Think about the poor animals, and remember to stay true to the deep blue.